It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, welcome to another episode of Steelers Touch Down Under. I'm Matt Peverell, and I'm joined by my co-host, as always, Mark Davison. Mark, how's it going?
G'day, Matty. How we doing? The Steelers are now 5-0. I didn't think the Steelers were going to be at this point at this time, but here we are. I believe we're, 7 weeks into the competition. Steelers are playing good football overall. We haven't needed to rely on Big Ben just yet for that game-winning touchdown. The Steelers are playing some brand of football that the whole world can enjoy.
Yeah, and as a Steelers fan on the other side of the world, it's happy days right now. Like, we're undefeated. We're one of three undefeated teams with the Seahawks and this week's matchup against the Tennessee Titans. Like, how good is it?
Oh, it's fantastic. And if I can, Matty, I just going to give a little bit of a shout out to our show. You and I are rookies on this team, and as rookies, we're both 5-0. So, I know you and I are both enjoying this show and talking Steelers football. But I'd just like to give a quick shout out to Steelers Nation Germany, who I reached out through on Facebook, and I talked to one of the blokes there who runs a page, and then I got onto their Discord and I started talking to another fella. And then this other fella, sorry, I do forget your name, but I think you listen to the show. And they said to he said to me, "Oh, have you heard about Steelers Touchdown Under?" And I said, "Mate, me and Maddie, we that's us talking." He went, "No way." So it's good to see BTSC getting around the globe. It's great to see that our two silly voices are, in Germany. And hopefully next time we can go over there for a pint or, a stein of beer.
No way. You're literally saying that the two Aussie larrikins talking everything Steelers on BTSC, this is what, I think it's the 8th or 9th podcast. Not that we're counting. It's awesome. We love joining all you listeners live every Saturday morning. Mean to tell me we're hitting the German Steelers fans as well. That's terrific. And I know that there's often a lot of Brazilians in the live chat, and there's a couple of Mexicans as well that you see fairly regularly there. So, and that's it. Steelers Nation is worldwide. Steelers Nation is not geographically constricted. It's all those passionate fans out there, and I think, it's a big one as well to all the people that contribute to BTSC, the editors, the co-editors, the podcast hosts, the guys that write for the page as well, to all the longtime BTSC fans. Like, thank you for bringing all the international fans into the family. I mean, we wouldn't have a show if it wasn't an accepting community, you know, and it's a community brought together by the black and gold. And it's something that, you know, shouldn't be trivialized. And, you know, when we've thanked the family before, but we are really, really appreciative. And it's amazing how this bond of, you know, rooting for the Steelers brings people together.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible, really. Like, so, you know, we're on the Slack chat and I just got used to Discord. And when I was talking to the fellas from Steelers Nation in Germany, I've spoken to, I think the guy, his name is Nick, who I've spoken to on a Zoom call when we did one of our big photo events. So it shows you how, like, for me, how important the Steelers are as a fan. And on the other side, as a community aspect, for me and yourself, Matt, we haven't even met yet, but we're pretty good mates. But it shows you, you know, like, this is why we follow our team. And it's even better when the Steelers are 5-0, 5-0, and they crush the Browns. Baker goes off in the third quarter crying. It's just, this is what we love to do. And this is why we enjoy the season.
Exactly. So listeners, Mark's teased a little bit there what we'll be covering in today's show. We will be covering the way the Steelers absolutely took out the Browns. We will be previewing this week's matchup, which, you know, by the time this is going to air, we'll be, you know, literally this week's matchup tomorrow against the Tennessee Titans. The title of today's show, which you would have seen, is The Bigger They Are, The Harder They Fall. And if you think to every win we've had this year with the Steelers, each team they've played, the bigger the opposition or the bigger the star player, the further into the ground the Steelers have tackled them, the further into the ground they've batted the ball down, the further into the end zone we've run to take them down. So that's this show's you know, theme for this week. It's the bigger they are, the harder they fall. So Mark, before we get into the big personalities and the big players on the Browns and how hard they fell last week, Devin Bush, he fell pretty hard.
Yeah, he certainly did. He's you know, a second-year player, and he's coming into his own on the defense. He's, you know, wearing the green dot for a reason. He's going to be missed, but I still think, and the feeling I get with this Steelers team, and I would like your thoughts as well, he will be missed, but it won't be a situation where we're going to lose the next 10 games in a row. I still think the Steelers defense is a crushing blow to any quarterback. Cam Hayward in the middle. When I saw Cam Hayward on the sideline, the NFL focused into him, and he looks like he wants a Super Bowl and more. He looks so connected, and he just wants to get things moving. And TJ on the edge, and big Bud Dupree, like you like to say, had two sacks. It's just Bush will be missed, you know, for coverage and things like that. And as fans all around the globe, we will be skeptical of what's going to happen, but we don't know. I think Robert Spillane will do a good enough job, and he might even do a better job in certain areas. Like the hit he had on Hooper, like that was amazing. Did you see that hit on Hooper?
Yeah, mate, that was a true thumper. That drove him into the ground. And again, Hooper's a big man. The bigger he was, the harder he fell. Yeah, look, you know, when you and I did a bit of talking, you know, through our chats and messages, and I was talking to a few of the other BTSC contributors in the Slack as well about what the options are there with Bush out. I agree with, for the most part, I do agree that this isn't going to be a Shazier-like collapse, you know. And when that awful, what turned out to be career-ending injury happened for Shazier was like defensive MVP level player at that point. Like, and particularly in 2017, he'd had like a run, I think it was five or six matches or whatever, where there was multiple tackles for a loss. There was some sacks. There were a couple of interceptions. Like, he was just, you know, a couple of fumble recoveries. And then it was off the top of my head. Like, he was purely informed. We're talking about a very different player when it comes to Devin Bush and second year player. Agree. Like, even Tomlin was asked in one of his press conferences earlier in the week as well, you know, how does this affect you, your team moving forward with the green dot? And Tomlin fired back pretty quickly. I think it might have been Didi Kikambwala that asked the question. He was very quick to say, you know what? The reality is that we only gave the green dot to Devin. We handed in the keys, if you like, to the defense, to literally quote Tomlin directly, this season. He'd only been doing it 5 games. So if you think that this is going to disrupt our defense, you got to know, like, no, it's not. We are ready for next man up. However, I'm not sure the experiment with Marcus Allen really means a lot. Equally, I'm interested around Ulysses Gilbert because, you know, he seems to have taken that back pedal a little bit. So I'm, you know, and being sort of behind Marcus Allen even. So that does raise a question for me. I think, though, when we look at, there's not really anyone, there's only one free agent that I really thought we should go after in Michael Kendricks.
Mm-hmm.
At the time we're going to air listeners, we're actually recording a day earlier than we usually do. We're recording on a Thursday, our Thursday night. He's just signed in the last 24 hours as we go to air with Seattle after his hearing's been postponed again. He was the only real free agent that I would really have liked the Steelers to have a look at. And that had been rumored a couple of years ago, I think, when he left the Browns as well, that he had a visit with the Steelers. So he was one that I was interested in because he's well attuned to that more pass coverage, you know, strong safety, you know, coverage linebacker style. So, yeah, that was one I was interested in.
Well, I've got a question for you, Matt. Do you think that the Steelers, with all the COVID situation and things like that, that they had, oh, I might mess this word up, contingency plan, that they had that kind of a plan for players who might have gone down, you know, because they can't bring in players from Never Eat Soggy Weet-Bix on the West Coast. I had to do that. That's the only way I can do it. On the West Coast all the way over. So maybe, you know, they had the extended practice squad. So maybe they aren't looking for someone to come in just yet.
Yeah. Well, that's a fair point. I will pause right there, listeners. Mark just tried the Never Eat Soggy Weet-Bix. That's how we remember north, east, southwest and which direction they are. And when you don't want to eat soggy Weet-Bix, which is a big cereal over here, they're like a big wheat biscuit. So, you know, and there's a big challenge over here where sports stars in all the ads and promotions go, you know, how many do you do? And, you know, some of them say 8. I once tried 8. Do not do it. It'll send you to the bathroom. But going back to what you said there with contingency plans, it is an interesting one that you raised there, Mark, because there's a difference. Like, so if they get a free agent, which is one of the issues with Lav Bell at the moment for the Chiefs, they've got to go through, I think it's a 14-day, the isolation period under the COVID NFL rules. If you trade between teams, because they're technically in an NFL protocol, I think you're okay. So I guess that's one of the issues for me is that there wasn't a free agent that I liked, you know, the Steelers to pick up, you know, that wasn't, you know, I didn't think there was, we were going to offer anything. And as a, you know, a lot of people say, they're on the couch for the reason. However, there are a few players that could be available via a trade that would be interesting for the Steelers to pursue. And I saw one of Arthur Moat's pod, like YouTube shows this week as well. And he was talking about this specifically and who he would have thought, like Deion Jones came up for, you know, in that from the Falcons. Now, yes, the Falcons are losing, but I mean, he's not cheap. And equally, I can't imagine the Steelers wanting to give up the capital required to get him. I mean, we'd probably even have to change so much on defense once Bush came back next year. I don't see that necessarily working. Equally, you know, Miles Jack's been rumored. He's on a $57 million contract, 4-year deal. I don't think we can necessarily afford him. If we could get him, I mean, we've seen what he's done to Ben on Jackson, mm-hmm. you know, when he's been playing for Jacksonville previously. Great option there. I think he offers a lot of versatility. But, you know, there are people like Avery Williams from the Jets. He's rumored now with their clean out. He's a bit more of a thumper though, but in terms of the green dot, he might offer you some stuff there. But again, he doesn't know the Steelers defense. So does he offer you? As I said, I'm sure that the Steelers, if this week it's not great, will look at that trade market. As you say, I don't think the Bush injury, is going to bring the Steelers down. Mm-hmm. However, I do worry down the stretch and when we come to playoffs, the way we can target that area, particularly if we're not moving. Like as I said in the in our Slack channel, if we're bringing Edmonds more into the box and to do more coverage, and he's going to do more coverage at the tight end position, then fine, it makes sense. But if we're going to keep him there at safety, then what are we doing? Which again raises the question for me. The Jets, if they're on this fire sale, they have last name May, their strong safety, who's really come out the last two seasons. Go trade for him and bring Edmonds into the box. Like, give yourself versatility, because you're not playing Sean Davis there. Cam Sutton's had an interesting role. If Mike Hilton's injured as well, that affects your secondary. So the Steelers can get creative, and they said that there'll be multiple players filling this gap for Bush. So yeah, for me, it's like, we don't just have to trade for an inside linebacker. We can trade for a multiple number of positions.
Well, I trust the Steelers organization in these certain things. And if you, as you before we referenced the Jets, we're completely different to the Jets organization. Bush was a impactful player and only getting better each and every game. It was good to see him with the fellas. But you're right, we're not like the Jets. We're not 0-5, and we're not selling all our players, and we're not going backwards. We're only going forward. So I don't know too much about Robert Spillane, but I wish him all the luck. And if he can stop Henry, let's give it a crack and let's smash him.
Well, that's it. And what better week? And we'll be previewing the Titans in part two. What better week to blood someone? I mean, it's stand up. It's next man up. Standard is the standard. Rubber hits the road now, mate. You've been around the NFL system for a couple of years now. So, and good luck to Spillane. And if you can thump and hit, but we will go into that in part two of the show. Going back to the Browns. Mark, I know you had a number of different strong feelings coming out of this game.
Mm.
Tell us, who fell the hardest for the Browns?
Well, they can go in many different directions. Baker fell pretty hard, and he got roughed up, didn't he? He got roughed up by Bud Dupree twice. He got roughed up by, I think Cam was in there. TJ was getting hold. He was in there. Baker, he only converted 1 on 13 downs, which was complete opposite to what we're talking about last week with our secondary. But I'd really like to bring up, we're talking, the bigger they are, higher they fall. I'd like to bring up the pedestal that Odell Boring Beckham Jr. I've given him a new nickname. Hopefully that can stick. Because I just don't agree how he plays this game. He thinks he's the bee's knees of all receivers. He thinks he's one of the best receivers. He's all the way up in heaven with how high his pedestal is. And we cut him down. Like, he just didn't make any impact on that game at all. And we won 38-7. And I would like to bring up, there was one play that I saw, and I think the Browns were backed up into their own end zone about 3 or 4 yards. They had to run the draw, 3rd and 14. And Baker and Landry went out to do, my apologies. Odell, Boring, Beckham Jr. and Landry went out to do their blocking. And halfway in between, they just gave up and walked to the sideline. Like, there's no... Steelers are playing team football. The Browns are trying to find their identity for the last 20 years, and they change every 3 or 4 years. And maybe Odell, Boring, Beckham Jr. wants out. But stick with your team and play hard. Like, he just doesn't do that.
Well, that's such an interesting point, though, you've raised, Mark, because, I mean, and the stats show exactly what you're saying. Odell, Beckham Jr., two receptions on the day off 3 targets. It wasn't even targeted that. And, the Steelers were well on him as well. So, fine, Baker doesn't want to keep throwing interceptions. But 25 yards, like an average of like 12 and a half off 2. So, that's nothing. Like, that's nothing from someone at A, his prior performance, and B, salary level, and C, being a supposedly, the number one wideout on the Cleveland Browns. Yeah, it is really interesting. But it also raises a bigger question to me about the rest of the NFL, in that how many of these highly touted rookie quarterbacks are we seeing that are 2 or 3 years in that are just having players give up? Like, we talked about the Jets earlier, and you've got Sam Darnold. Like, he's in the same position as well. I know that, for instance, everyone's going to talk about tanking for Trevor Lawrence, and some people are like, well, if the Jets are 0-16, mate, like, stay at Clemson another year. Like, same, it was all the same stuff around Dwayne Haskins. Yeah. Like, we have the same stuff about, Josh Rosen, and, obviously he's been with a couple of teams now. you know, great for Kyler Murray. He can move his feet and, you know, that team's starting to solidify a little bit. But you're starting to see this situation where there's quarterbacks that are just being let down by the members of the team, or, you know, not having a good O-line or what have you. So, you know, and they get injured and then their careers, you know, sort of finishing up. It's all challenged. It's interesting.
Well, I don't even think it's the quarterback's fault in some of retrospects of it all. Like, it's with the organization itself. Like, the Pittsburgh Steelers are a really good organization, and we're lucky to be fans, and I'm lucky, you know, we both chose black and gold. The Browns organization, I think since 1999 or one of those, there's one fan out there that has, like, 21 quarterbacks on his jersey, and the list keeps growing because they're not sticking with the player. The Jets have a good quarterback in Sam Darnold, and he is not getting any protection. So, and they're trading away their best players. It's like, what is happening to the organizations need from top down to help the players out?
Well, that's it. And like, you hit the nail on the head though. Like, yeah, I mean, this is why Andrew Luck retired. I mean, how many clips do you have where he's literally being thrown around like a rag doll, and he's like 6'5" or whatever it is, and like, well over 200 pounds. Like, he's a big bloke. Like, you know, he's roughly the same size as Ben. Like, you know, top player, could even run when he, you know, first got drafted. You know, he can move his feet even better than Ben can. So you sit there and you're like, well, what are teams doing? And that is where we've got to be thankful as a Steelers fan, because our O-line and our D-line destroys opposition O-lines. But number one, we put an O-line in place that can defend, like can actually defend our quarterback against an aggressive D-line. I mean, look at Kevin Dotson. He didn't even make the combine. And look what he's doing week in, week out.
I knew you were going to go there. You're bringing up Dotson. I knew it. I just knew it with the smirky smile you have right there. With Kevin Dotson, he's playing pride for his Steelers. This is why we follow, watch, and if I could, I'm wearing a Troy Palama jersey now, I'd play. I get smacked, but I play. Something different about our Steelers in this 5-0 run.
100%. There's pride in the jersey. And like, but even on that O-line, like, you know, you've got like someone like Maurice Pouncey that's, you know, had this ultimate career to the point Ben's going to reattach his whole elbow to come back to win a Super Bowl for him. I mean, he's doing it for Cam Haywood and Joe Hayden and those sorts of guys as well. But like, you look at that, like, you know, Alejandro Villanueva again, like, you know, someone that was, you know, came out late because he served for the armed forces, and, you know, thank you for his service and all the armed service veterans that might be listening to this show or that are currently serving. You know, we even across the ditch, well, not across the ditch, we say between New Zealand, but way across the other side of the world, Australians, you know, in America have always been linked in, you know, in different conflicts. So we thank you for your service. But like, you know, he came out as a tight end and what have you. Like, we have O-linemen, we see O-line potential, and we invest in it to protect our players. Like, we do that. We don't put them, like, you even saw that last year where, you know, Duck and Rudolph were absolutely positively, like, put under the microscope, and the O-line still came in to bat for them. I mean, it shouldn't be lost on Steelers fans how lucky we are and how much priority is given. And B, we haven't had to waste, you know, necessarily too many first and second round draft picks on our O-line.
Well, it's got to do with our good coaching and organization as well. Like, as I said, in one of our first shows we did together, as a Steelers fan here, I never remembered seeing a rookie linebacker go into the system straight away. It was always sit back and relax. Well, sorry, not relax, but sit back for 3 or 4 years, you know? It's quite exciting to see how the Steelers play certain things. And I'm just very thankful that I'm not a Browns fan. Because, yeah, their egos are high. They came into that game and they thought they were going to win it. It was, you know, meant to be an even game. Baker's a bit of talk, and Odell and Landry a bit of talk. Kareem Hunt came out and said some words, but that doesn't really matter. And we smacked them 38-7. That was one of the funnest games I've watched in about 3 years. You know, 4 a.m. outside, and I was laying in bed, and I did a quiet fist pump when Minka Fitzpatrick took it away, and it was 10-0. Like, that's awesome.
Oh, 100%. Everyone was like, where was Minka? He rocked up to play. Like, you know, he picked him up straight away. And I agree with Jeff, which he said in the post game. Minka picked that off. The game changed. Like, that was it. Like, All the, and a winning team and a team that knew how to win, which we've seen in other previous weeks. And I know that was discussed, I think, in the preview show ahead of the Browns matchup, was that the difference with this team is that they know how to win. That's the sort of thing, is that when you can get a go-ahead score like that in the first quarter and be up 10-0, you know, and you know how to win, then it's just about, it's not going through the motions, but it's about being clinical and professional and just going and going through and doing what the getting the basics right, doing the bread and butter, getting it across the line. But like the other thing that I thought was super interesting about this game, talking about Baker, but more talking about what the Steelers did, I think it was somewhere through the third quarter, I saw a stat come up on the broadcast. 9 different players got pressured Baker. 9 different players on the Steelers. Like, it's not just the defensive line. It's not just the linebackers. Obviously, you've got, like, you know, safeties and the cornerbacks in sort of how much we're pressuring that line. But 9 different players.
There's only 11 on the field.
Exactly. You know, and two people have got to be deep. Two people have got to be covering deep. Like, you know, and we're not sitting here saying that 9, all 9 pressuring at the same time. But, like, the fact that you're having that many different people doing it, like, you look at, you watch highlights of last week. Tyson Alualu, like, just because he only had a couple of tackles and he had, you know, 1 pass deflection because he was coming up on that line, you watch the bend that he created to that line. Like, I cannot wait to see him this week.
Definitely. He put his hands right up there and snapped down a ball. I just want to ask you, Matty, what was your, you know, you might have already alluded, but I'd like to hear what your favorite play was versus the Browns.
Play?
Yeah, just the one play that maybe defense or offense that, you know, really got you excited or really, you know, kind of feeling for the game. You know, I've got mine, but what's yours?
There were a couple of runs from Connor that I really, really liked where he sort of weaved in and out. I think it was the start of the third quarter. They came. There was a play they made when they came out. But if I'm having to highlight one play particularly, it is the way Claypool took that deep catch. I really like that because he kept going every little bit to sort of stumble into the end zone. And I thought to myself, you know, for someone that's been riding high the last few weeks, that's playing absolutely terrifically, it's doing a great job, he's still putting in that extra effort. We've seen it on special teams. We've seen it in the way that he does block. To me, that just meant the world in that he would reach as far as he bloody well could of that 6'4" frame and just try and get the touchdown. And I think that's the attitude we want to see. And if that's the attitude we're looking at from, you know, potentially the Steelers' new number one wide receiver, I'm thrilled.
Yeah, are you talking about the deep ball to Claypool?
Yeah, the deep ball.
He ran an awesome route, didn't he, on that particular play? And you're just like, wow.
But at the same time, like, and I know you've asked me for one play, the play that Washington took to that, like, took into the end zone as well.
You took my one.
I'll take it. Go for it.
Yeah, so it's a great play to watch that. And only when I watched it the second time in the highlights, and I think I might have saw some commentary on it, Washington, he faked out, or Big Ben did the pump. He's a classic, you know, R2 on the Madden pump, and he faked out cornerback in a safety, and Washington was wide open, and he had must have had about 10 meters or 8 yards or something on them, and that's the touchdown you want to see. I think it was going at 24. I can't remember. There was too many points scored, but it doesn't matter. When he ran into that one in, that's what you want to see. Like, he just fed Claypool, and he can feed. Washington had a big game. Who's next, Juju?
Yeah, well, that's it. And we continue to say, pick your poison. And this week, you know, it may well be Juju that breaks out. The other one, I gave him a nickname last week, Bud Dupree. Dupree. Really, obviously, going to be important this week, and we'll be, you know, talking about that shortly in part two. But, you know, 2 sacks, you know, 2 tackles for a loss, 2 quarterback hits, obviously, like, you know, to get those sacks. But, you know, really, really put the pressure on and got them in key moments. I mean, terrific performance from him as well.
Yeah, 100%. Did you see the way even all the Steelers' defensive line were coming in with their doing the old bro fist bumps into Baker's ribs? And they really, that's you know, old school football when you take a, you know, you do it within fairness and and not with malice, but you do it with a, you know, a good shot, and you got to take Baker out of the game. That's how you do it. You know, they really, really put so much pressure on Baker to where he didn't want to throw the football anymore. And then Odell Boring Beckham Jr. Took his shoes off and we saw his socks.
I thought he had a foot injury. Like, I thought he was trying to like when I saw it the first part, I was like, what is he doing with his shoes off? Is he literally done for the day? And then I'm like, maybe they're holding him because he gets injured. And then I thought, you know what? No, he's just got attitude. Look, but the final thing to wrap up last week, James Connor, last three out of four games, over 100 yards. Yes, he only had 101 yards, but he is over 100, average 5.1 on the day. Didn't necessarily break it for long, but got the grind out yards. And considering we had that Bill Cowher style offense to finish the game, just strong performance.
Yeah, 100%. He's playing great football. And even with, like you said, Bill Cowher football, we have the 1-2 punch, we have Connor. And then we have Benny Snell. I was going to look up this week, but I just entirely forgot. I was going to look up how many first downs Benny Snell has got. It must be about 10. I don't know what site would even have that, but he's playing great football in the end. And I'm glad that he got a touchdown because that's good for his psyche and confidence. He might want to be running the ball all the time, but his role right now is to be behind Connor. Kind of get the big yards, and then Snell is just a big unit and will fight for the extra 3 or 4 yards and get us a first down.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, as you said, great for Snell given a few fumbles that he's had recently, good for the confidence, and really good as well that we continue to blood him and grow him if we may not have Connor next year, you know, so good for him to get some experience. But look, that wraps us up for part one of this week's show. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. We'll be back in just a moment with part two to really preview this awesome game. The undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers, your undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers, go up against the undefeated Tennessee Titans. And we look forward to giving you an insight into where we think this matchup will be won and lost.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.